So as per the agenda I sent out, we'll just start with taking a look at the agenda, and right out of the gate, we're going to modify it a little bit because we have Juan here. But are there any other items on the agenda that people would like to comment on or move around? Okay. So right out of the gate, I'm basically going to ask to move number 7 further forward to be the second item, because we have Juan here, who is the controller for ICANN, who we can have some discussion with, and who has been subjected to some considerable discussion in the SOP for the last 30 or 40 minutes. So we will no doubt be covering some ground that was covered in the SOP, but we have him here so we can ask some questions, particularly, I think, as it relates to the budget and allocations and assumptions, which will start to help inform our work in the finance working group in terms of contributions. Is everybody okay with that? Okay. And I think we have Juan for probably 20 minutes or so at this point. And I think the focus of discussion should be around the budget and allocations and assumptions, so we can drill into particular pieces if we think it's relevant. So maybe just to begin with, I'll turn it over to Juan, because what we uncovered in the SOP meeting was that there have been some material changes to the allocations that we've seen in the operating plan and budget up to this point, including the one that was published May 17th. So maybe we'll just get Juan to speak to some of those, because they're material in the discussion. Juan.
Thank you, Byron. So, yes, as we mentioned previously in the SOP meeting, as a result of community input as well, actually primarily the phone call that we had on the 18th of May, we did a further analysis of the EAG allocation, and through this analysis we realized that there was a misallocation, if you will, in particular in a couple of projects, where basically one project replaced another, but the respective allocation was not updated to reflect that. So as a result of that, the EAG allocation piece that is attributable to CCNSO has been corrected to $10,444,000 for fiscal year 12, which represents an overall increase of 7.8%, which is a smaller increase percentage as compared to the overall increase in the operating expense budget. So as a percentage as a whole of the entire operational expense budget, in fiscal year 11, CCNSO represented 16.3%. For fiscal year 12, now it's being budgeted at 15.6. So, you know, as I mentioned to Byron and Rolf, I apologize for the misallocation, and I appreciate the fact that CCNSO brought that up to our attention, and it served its purpose in terms of engaging this dialogue that the draft budget did. So, feel confident that for what will be posted as part of the adopted budget, will reflect the exact more accurate numbers.
Just at a high level, are there any other elements that you wanted to bring to our attention, or that's the primary one?
That's a primary one in respect to what actually impacts the numbers and the changes. I guess the other piece of it is, okay, so what other areas in the EAG were impacted? So the projects that correlate to this that was misallocated had to do with the ATRT recommendations implementation, which the offsetting allocation impacted primarily GAC support as well as board support.
What's the EAG?
The EAG is essentially the expense allocation group, and it's basically another way. It's a matrix, if you will. So internally, we have the different departments, and we have different budgets for different departments and different projects. And the EAG is just another slice, another way of looking at the budget in terms of which SOs and HCs are receiving funding. It's basically an allocation of the budget.
So just fundamentally, I mean, there's the functional areas, so a traditional budget, you know, salaries, rent, et cetera, and this is basically taking all of that functional budget and then allocating it against the various communities. So that's where ICANN comes up with, well, previously $12.4 million of those expenses allocated to the CC community, but now that's $10.4 million allocated to the CC community. And that $2 million delta the project just referred to, while on the one hand, obviously, it's good that it's not in our basket anymore, it's now moving over to the GAC, GAC's basket. So no doubt. Yeah, so no doubt all your respective friends in the GAC will probably make mention to us somewhere along the line. Yeah, I think it's a lesson to them on being good contributors to the planning process. any other comments you want to make before we get going?
No, the only other comment is that we I know that the CCNSO provided comments to the draft budget. Remember, it was Thursday or Friday, so in the process of compiling responses to those. So. We hope to have those posted by end of day tomorrow at the latest.
Great, thank you. Any questions or comments on this? Because clearly in the work that we're going to be doing, while our work is certainly longer term than the current year, needless to say, it has an impact on the current year and how we do it. No comments? Okay. We'll probably cover a little bit of ground that was covered in the SOP. However, in just while we have Juan here, wanted to talk about, I think we should talk about how we get to those expense area groupings and the allocations and the assumptions that underpin those allocations. And there was some discussion in the SOP, but I mean, really that's where, in a sense, the rubber hits the road on one half of this work group's work, which is ICANN and financial reporting, separate and distinct from what kind of model we might eventually recommend or go forward with. So since we have Juan here, have you been here? You've been here close to a year now.
August 9th will be my anniversary.
Okay. So you've gone to a few meetings, you've come around most of the cycle. You have veteran by now. Well, we did look at, in the SOP, some of the individual line items, why compensation had been had increased 20%, some of the policy around merit increases or cost of living allowance increases. So we did have some good discussion about that. And one of the things that came out of that is that the ICANN finance team is going to provide us with a lot more detail by the end of the day, actually, in terms of some of those assumptions, right?
Well, I had something prepared. I think you wanted a little more drill down, so I don't know that if I can commit to that close at the end today because I need to get that vetted. But not tonight, as close as possible, as soon as possible.
Okay. So were there any comments or questions that we would like Juan to take away regarding allocations or expenses? Expense area grouping questions. Some of the questions that I'd asked them to take away coming out of the SOP meeting were just around administration too, how the various areas get allocated to us. So expense areas like contractual compliance, given that basically none of the CCs have contracts, therefore an area like that would not be relevant to us, and just trying to understand how, if any, funds are allocated against this community for expenses like that. So it's one of the things that that Juan is committed to providing some more feedback and input into. We also talked a bit about how certain areas were allocated, so global engagement, how much of that, and I think that was 30%, was it? Was that the number you came up with? So areas like global engagement, writ large, 30% of that total expense line was allocated against the CCNSO community, the CC community. So 30% global engagement comes to us, and that's how you start to build that expense area allocation, expense area grouping allocation. One is also, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but giving has committed to, not today, but shortly, providing us more detailed feedback on exactly what those allocations are going to be. So 30% on global engagement, but what does it look like down the line items? So that way we'll have a much better sense of what we think is fair and reasonable, or we'll have a place to start in terms of what we think is fair and reasonable. So if you remember the document we put out a few weeks ago now that looked at the various activities that ICANN engages in and what might be associated against us, this will help inform that discussion going forward, I think. So we have Juan for another 10 minutes or so. I mean, he has highlighted, I think, probably the major issue that we're going to see this year. But are there any other questions for Juan while he is here before we get into more of the administrative side of what we're going to do?
Well, it's more for both of you, because how the money is allocated, is that about the process of who's deciding how much money is allocated, or is it, what's the explanation about it? Is it only a numbers explanation, or is it a written procedure?
There is a written document that I believe Kevin previously posted for public comment, so I can, if you want more information about how the process was developed, and I think they give a few examples of what the process is overall. The information that I'm committing to give to Byron and, you know, for distribution is more how are certain departments getting, allocated, and trying to get more metric information, if you will, on that. But overall, how the process works, I can certainly, Bart might know, but if not, I'll look for it. I'll email you the link to the document that Kevin posted.
Maybe you recall it's the EAG analysis from 2009. It was presented in Sydney. And at the time, I think the CCNSO had a discussion with Doug and Kevin, and that discussion was at the stage of, again, where we are now, of identifying the percentages. And the next step would have been precisely what you asked. What is the process for allocation? Are they the right ones, et cetera? And then you start talking about the type of services and how they are provided, et cetera, and for what reason. I think, but that's way down the line, and maybe that's something for the next meeting.
So it's a very good question, and the answer is, I think, almost 2 years ago, well, it was June 2 years ago that we got to this point, and then
June,
Sydney, it was 2 years ago, right? It was a 2 years ago meeting of this, and we got to that step, and then we were supposed to start to drill down to the actual allocations. Like, we never actually got to the comment of global engagement, 30% goes to the CC. We didn't get to that step, right? We got to there, which was progress, and we never actually were taking the next step, which Juan has now started, and we will start to drill into very shortly. So that's where we are, 2 years later. But it's a new finance team, and the other thing that Juan mentioned at the SOP meeting was the current financial system is being replaced, so you're cutting over July 1st to a completely new financial system, which apparently is going to be able to provide more detailed analysis and views of the financial picture. Any question? Any more questions for Juan before we cut him loose?
I have another one, but I might not be in this forum, but I was asked from my board to ask you why we have the increase in cost all the time, why we don't try to keep the cost at the same level as last year and not and try to make the organization more lean and have the same out of it in that way. But
I think this is a fair forum for that question.
Yeah, so, I mean, the short answer that I can give you is that we, meaning staff, get continuous requests from the community as well as for the board for various projects. So, for example, as is posted on the document regarding the ATRT recommendations implementation, it's asking for, I believe, 4 additional FTEs. So that's something that we have to support, assuming that we do implement those recommendations. We have, as we discussed in the previous group, an IDN variant analysis that we're performing. Again, that's a $1 million plus project that's being taken on. Staff's been asked to take on a WHOA study. Again, that's about another $1 million project. So overall, we continue getting requests, and if we could run a lean operation without compromising any of the output, we would certainly do so. But as it is, we're fully bandwidth at the point.
Well, Denmark made comments on the budget, and we know you have a lot of new tasks, but we still don't see that it's necessary with an increase of 13% of the whole budget. It's a lot of money, and especially in a time with a financial crisis. And I think the signals to the rest of the world is not that good, but that's... I'm going to raise the same for the board when they come to the CCNSO meeting. But it's difficult for me to argue against new tasks, but I get new tasks in my organization too, and I don't raise my budget with 13%. So,
No, I understand. It's a very a valid point. And what's interesting is that while we do get plenty of those comments, we also get comments, the other way. The fact that, for example, when we presented the original framework with a deficit position, and then subsequent to that, we streamlined the budget when we posted into the draft, we got comments in terms of, why are we cutting down the services? I mean, is it okay to run in a deficit for a year or two? I mean, are we cutting back significant projects? So it's always a struggle. So I get your point, and especially from a business and finance perspective, it makes sense. But, it's trying to toe that line.
I'm done.
Are you sure? Just one more? Okay. Thank you, Juan, and look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Likewise. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, so I would go back to the agenda, having inserted that line item, but the next order of business was to review, approve, hopefully, or make any comments about the minutes. Any changes to the minutes required? No? Everybody okay with those? Okay. I will make note of that.
The minutes were circulated in any case for a member with an invitation for comment.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would assume in the absence of any further comment than the one I sent.
Yes. You got that? Yeah. Okay. And we'll make note and send them out again. New version, okay. The sent out another document, which was a tentative or proposed timeline for the work of this working group. And it was in the form of a PDF timeline chart. Do we have, is that? Do you have one of those? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that too.
Don't fit into a laptop, or whatever you call a thing like that. This is for an iPad.
That's not very helpful, is it? Okay. Does anybody have, sorry, an Apple converter?
Even MacBook Pro?
An Air. I need it to USB. Oh, wait. No, right.
I should get it.
Yes, I know.
You only need about 15 beats. Yeah, do yourself. Yeah, that's fine.
Is that on? It is on. Okay. So this is a... Thank you. This is the document I was referring to, which is an updated version. Very hard to read on this, but even with my glasses, I still cannot read it. But fundamentally, what I was trying to get to here is actually having a goal in mind. Needless to say, if the work takes longer, so be it. But nonetheless, this is trying to put milestones in place to give us a sense from a ICANN meeting to ICANN meeting perspective, what I think would be reasonable to achieve with the end goal that for the October 2012 meeting, we would be in a position to put forward a final report and make some recommendations to the CCNSO Council for consideration. So given the length of time and the kind of work we're doing, I mean, needless to say, it is a bit of a guesstimate. A best guess, but I think a reasonable timeline, and if it needs to be adjusted during the process, so be it. Any feedback on the timeline? Any concerns? Can we do it a lot faster? Much slower? This is somewhere in the middle. Okay.
I think, to be fair, it's a reasonable timeline, but the output's more important than the timeline, and so we just need to keep that in mind and adjust. And if we finish early, so be it. If we finish late, so be it. But if we don't have a committed set of milestones, we won't ever get there. So I think it seems appropriate and reasonable and timely to me. Let's try to make it.
Okay. I appreciate the comment. And it was through...
Speaking of margin here, I can also set it full screen.
Full screen. So right.
And then you can get it really large and move it to a specific section.
Okay, thanks. I've been a PC guy my whole life, so it's a whole Apple thing. Yeah. Okay. And it was to a great degree lurking in the background of your last working group that I started to formulate how we would put this together. So I appreciate all of your guidance, even though you probably didn't know you were giving it to me. So generally speaking, these I think are some of the key waypoints along the way, the key milestones that we'll try to reach. And they are, of course, tied to some degree to the ICANN meetings between here and there. So we'll try to benchmark ourselves against this timeline, but as Keith says, and I completely agree, getting it right is far more important than the specific timeline. Can I get rid of that?
Toronto is a wish or confirmed?
Oh, the Toronto meeting itself is 100% confirmed, yes. And I can say that for sure because Siri is the host and sponsor of that particular meeting, so it is definitely confirmed. So moving along to the agenda, if we're okay with that as a benchmark, we'll move forward. And I thought we could take the time to look at some of the contribution models. This is an evolution of the last meeting we had, where we had a list of some of the contribution models. There was feedback and input along the way and through, I think, the most recent call. So we put together and added to the list, which I'll go to. Here, and was a document sent out late last week, and you can see that we've added to the list from the previous versions, particularly, I think it's at the bottom here. Where we looked at items like funded by third-party organizations, i.e. the IETF model. So this was a one of the models that was added through subsequent discussion. And the idea wasn't per se to go through a detailed analysis, but just to make sure that we'd actually captured the feedback and comments, and if there are any others, to make sure that we continue to capture them along the way. So do we have a rough consensus that we've captured the feedback thus far? Anything, any glaring omissions or errors? Because then the idea is that we go forward once we have this rough high-level list, that then we'll be able to parcel out the work to some work teams, as we previously discussed, who would flesh out or put some flesh on the bones of this list. So have we missed anything? Anything to add? No, it looks good for now. Okay. So the goal, as previously mentioned, really is to identify the list and now start to put together some of the teams so that we can then have each team, much like we've done in the SOP, where for those on the SOP have taken away key categories, and in this case models, and then be able to put together some analysis on each of the models. And then the idea being that we'll be able to create analysis of all the models, look at the ones which simply would be inappropriate, but be able to have some underpinning to make that decision, and then surface the few that might be legitimate contenders and have the discussion with some analysis and pros and cons of each as we move forward. No further comments on that? Okay. So in terms of creating the subgroups to actually be able to do the analysis on those various models, I mean, I think there are different ways that we can come to conclusion there. Obviously, I'd like it if it was volunteer-based as opposed to allocation-based. Given the number of people on this committee, clearly each subgroup is going to have to be responsible for two or three models. And did anybody have any particularly favorite approach in terms of how we break up the subgroups?
I have a question, because in a minute it says there's a group analyzing how the finances are used by ICANN. Is that included in these, or is that an extra?
No, that will be, and that's a good point. My sense was, as we move forward with this, that there are going to be a handful of groups. One should be responsible for that, and the rest for looking at the models. And I think probably folks who have a greater interest in looking at the numbers per se would make sense there, or greater inclination, versus more policy-oriented folks who are going to focus on the models. So hopefully we have an appropriate balance to break that out, but that's what I envisioned. Does that make sense?
It does, but we could also maybe from the groups instead of a specific group looking at doing financial analysis, you could also just have the two or three groups having one or two people from that. So the main group has the overall group doing the financial analysis.
So that's an interesting concept, except that it means for those folks, they're going to be involved. Yeah, that would be additive work. Which I don't have a particular issue with, but it means we'd have to find the people who are willing to do that as well.
Sorry, I missed a bit of the conversation, but if you approach it as these smaller groups prepare for the overall, then it really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, the whole working group will have a look at the financials. And the whole working group will have a look at all the models. It's just the preparatory work of the sub-working groups. Yeah, it's framing it a bit differently, but then nobody's left out of the financial analysis because everybody's interested in that one, at least the outcome.
Yeah, and that's a fair point. I think at the end of the day, like the SOP, which has I think worked quite well, the idea is that the subgroups put forward their individual work. They do the heavy lifting on a given component, but then it all comes back to be aggregated by the entire work group and reviewed by the entire work group. So nothing is going to make it out until this entire work group is satisfied with the analysis. So, I mean, I take your point, Vika, but I would probably suggest that for now we stick with the individual work groups, and then as the entire work group, we'll make sure we're happy with the final financial analysis. Now, in terms of breaking it up, my suggestion is that it's three-person work groups, so that there is the ability to share the workload, given that we all have day jobs that ebb and flow in terms of level of effort. Does that make sense to people? So I found in the early days of the SOP, when we had two-person work groups, sometimes it was a challenge where, for one reason or another, one person ended up having to shoulder the entire load. So I think the three-person is a bit better just from a pure logistics point of view. Yes. There's more pure accountability. So okay with three-person work groups? Okay. In terms of how we do that?
Just one, and I think that was one of the experiences of the SOP working group over the last couple of three attempts, is that per working group you appoint one coordinator as well as the person to manage the internal process, and that makes it easier for you as a chair and for others to stir it up a little.
That's true. It gives you a single point of contact.
Sounds like an excellent idea, and it's been a good evolution of the SOP, definitely. Okay? Everybody okay with that idea? So in terms of how the groups get formed, I mean, I think there are probably some natural groups that might come together, people who want to work with each other. What was the experience in the SOP most recently?
How did we come? I think it was on a volunteer basis. And, of course, we appointed quite a few of the coordinators.
Yeah, it was almost benign.
In their absence. Yeah. In their absence.
Okay, well, maybe I could...
So don't spend hours discussing on it, you know. You just appoint team leaders. But I think people chose where they wanted to go, but I think now you don't have everybody here, so
no.
Where it doesn't fit up, you
know. Okay. So what I would suggest is that in conversation, I will work towards before I leave. I have to leave a little bit early. I'm leaving on Wednesday. Before I leave, I will identify in conjunction and discussion with the folks, the team leads, and then I will work with them to help formulate the teams. But in the meantime, I would ask that you think about who you think you could work best with as a team or can formulate a team. Is everybody okay with that? Chair's prerogative on that one. Okay, so we'll put those initial lists out by Wednesday and adjust accordingly. Okay, we'll do that, and that will allow us to get going on that front, and then we will ideally just break up the actual models for analysis by an easy division by number once the work groups are established. I would suggest, so that if anybody has any particular deep knowledge or understanding of a particular model, that we'll also make sure, we're trying to make sure that that's in that given work group's hopper. Okay? We've discussed number seven, point number seven.
Sir, on that farm, on the model work areas that we see here, obviously we'll have to group them into three because we have three subgroups that will look at them. Will that be the task that you will undertake prior to Wednesday? Or this meeting should identify how we will group these work areas?
I think what I would like to be able to achieve by Wednesday is the identification of the group and the team lead. Mm-hmm. That within a given group, if there are any particular expertise on a particular model at that surface, so we can try to make sure that that work group gets that particular model for analysis.
Okay.
And at that point, ideally, be able to then allocate the models for analysis to the work groups. And I would say, I mean, I will be traveling a bit, but by the end of the week, be able to identify the work groups and the models for analysis by the end of this week, by next weekend. I think we should be able to do that. Okay. Moving right along. So in terms of moving to item number eight, this would be around the work group that's going to be focused on the contribution side or the financial side. We've looked at a number of the elements that might be areas for focus, and a lot of that, you know, in a sense comes out of what the SOP has done. But beyond that, are there any issues or elements that we just think off the top that we should be focused on looking at? Any comments, input, insight, feedback? And this is not a single point in time. I'll forever hold your peace after this. there'll be lots of time to add as we move forward. And I'm sure people, whoever's in this work group, I'm sure there'll be lots of input to it.
I was wondering if we should put in time used for commenting the ICANN material, because a lot of comments sent to ICANN do usually do that, the different countries, because I think commenting, the comments are a contribution too. It's a way of helping ICANN find out what the multi-stakeholder.
So when you say that comments, do you mean? Maybe I just don't understand where you mean we would do that.
Yeah. I think I understand. It's probably, Lisa, what you mean is that, say, if you, for instance, the comment of the SOP on the ICANN budget and ops plan takes time from the individual members. And with the explosion of all these comments, it's almost, for some, it's a day job. And should that be reflected in this point as well?
It's the non-financial contributions that cost money anyway because it takes time from each CCTLD.
Got it. Now I understand. And I would say absolutely resoundingly yes. I mean, all of us here do have day jobs. We fly, we travel, we pay for that. We spend time in work groups and making our own comments. And I think absolutely that needs to be captured. And whether somewhere along the line we're actually able to put a dollar value, hard to say. On the other hand, I know what my travel budget is to go to ICANN meetings. I know what my time is here. I know what my daily rate is. I mean, I can certainly make... It's funny, I have a few elected board members that keep saying that. but notionally, I could, and probably all of us, could put together a rough guesstimate, and it might even be worth surfacing that our respective TLDs spend X from a dollar perspective.
And I think adding to that is if you look, for instance, the intensity of some of the working groups, I'm looking at Keith, say the volunteers, how much time they spend on something like the FOI working group, it's quite some time.
But I totally agree with you. However we go, whether we quantify it or leave it as more a qualitative statement, I think absolutely that has to be there because it's not recognized really in the debate or the discussion about what the CCs contribute. So I completely agree with you.
Byron, what about the actual hosting of ICANN meetings? It's usually a CCTLD that hosts each ICANN meeting, and there's a real cost, and there's also a time and effort cost on the local host to attend to that, and much easier these days than it used to be, but nonetheless it is real, and it's a contribution to ICANN. And to me, that, you know, over the years, in the old days, it was probably $300,000 per meeting as the cost on the local host. So that's $1 million a year that we have been contributing in real costs to facilitate ICANN. So we shouldn't lose sight of those things.
That's a great point. And having just signed up to host one, I have a very good idea of what they cost, yes. And that's a great point. And that's exactly what I'm looking for here out of this agenda item. What are the things that we need to capture that maybe aren't just the obvious things? And I think both those points are excellent. Are there any, now that the creative juices are flowing, are there any others that we should be capturing or thinking about? Yeah. No? But that's a great point. I mean, that's, at, I would argue, probably light, but at least $1 million a year. 1.5 that CCs are typically contributing into the ICANN process. Just on the hosting of meetings, yeah.
I think it could be worthwhile doing just a little bit of research to see if there have been any meetings hosted not by a CCTLD.
Yeah.
That was 2005. Actually, CIRA, my organization, this predates me. The 2005 Vancouver meeting was not originally hosted by CIRA. There was some outside party that was doing it, and they fell apart and screwed up, and CIRA stepped in and took it over at the last minute in 2005.
I know that the 2000 Amsterdam meeting, SMEN, wasn't it?
Well, there are some.
Okay. No, but it certainly, I mean, in terms of making that point, having a historical perspective would be of a... Right. Yeah, that's a good one. Any other things that we should be thinking about? And I would just ask you, you know, this is one of those things that, probably in the middle of the night, one will pop into your head. If you think about ICANN all the time. Anyway, should one pop into your mind at some point during, please feel free to, at least for the time being, until otherwise identified, you can send it to me. Once that group is established, then we can go direct to the group. But I would ask that you start thinking about those things, just to make sure that we do actually cover them all. Okay. So I'll consider that topic addressed for the time being. But I look forward to further inputs. Item 9, any other business? Anything that we need to address now or think about going forward? No? Okay. Any final comments? Bart?
Just under any other business, and this is probably something for you to discuss this week, is how do you want to proceed between now and Dakar? Do you want to have any meetings, etc., etc.? Because you're building up now, but between now and Dakar is quite a long time.
Yes, that's a fair point. And for many, as we just talked about in the SOP, that includes July and August, which for many countries is hard to get people focused on business during those months. I know certainly in North America that's the case. Europe too. I'm sure it's worse because you guys seem to get an awful lot of holidays in Europe. So, yes, that's a good point. Certainly I envision at least a couple of calls between here and October.
Yeah, so what you're effectively talking about is you start again around end of August, 1st of September. 1st of September till the Dakar meeting is about 7 weeks or even less. And so that's maybe one or two calls. So,
yeah, so just to be clear, I envision we'll get the working groups up, organized, and up by the end of the next weekend, and that they will have the models allocated to them, and that they will do some work between here and September, that it won't just be a stop between here and there. Once we actually start to get that process moving, I think we need to understand a bit more about what the velocity will look like in terms of the work that they're going to be able to produce before we can make any real solid commitments to when they will produce it, so that then we can bring it back around into the work group to start looking at it as a whole group. But I think we're going to have at least one call sometime in the July-August months, and then a couple between September and Dakar, late August and Dakar.
So is maybe as a suggestion for that process, you want to allocate the teams, say, by the end of next week, have them ready, and have maybe a week after a call, which we can schedule already at this stage. Say, in 2 weeks, we have a call with the finance working group to discuss how you want to progress between that call and the first call in September. Because then the coordinators know what they want to, what they need to do, and the working group members need to know what to do and how they do it. It's their point. That's their show.
That's probably a good idea. So the final week of June. No. One second. Oh, yeah, you're right. It is next week.
I know.
Friday the 1st is Canada Day, yeah. Statutory holiday for us. Canada Day, yes.
It's almost the same. She's called Queen Emma. So.
it yours?
That's mine. But, of course, it takes me 2 days to fly home at the end of the week. That's why I'm open on Thursday. Does I have to justify my agenda? yes. You just couldn't help but know. That's it. Yeah, okay. Because I have to fly. And it's my daughter's high school graduation on Friday. That's why I'm leaving early, to go to my daughter's high school graduation. Yeah. Hopefully it only happens once, so I don't want to miss it. Anyway, yes, back to the matter at hand. We're talking about a call. I mean, related. Well, maybe we can just get to, I think it makes sense to have one call before we go into the summer. Can we do it the first week of July, between the 4th and the 8th of July? So maybe I'll leave it up to Gabby to set up a doodle for between the 4th and the 8th of July, the first week of July.
Cool.
Yeah, so our goal will be to have it that week, and Gabby will get us organized on an actual time.
Well, I just have a last question, because Sigur and I were talking about how much transparency we could expect from Juan of the numbers we get. How detailed and sincere, or not sincere, but how many details we can expect to get. And I don't know if you got this explained on the SOP group, or...
So during the SOP meeting, Juan committed to providing the allocation numbers for all the functional expense groups. So basically saying, for global engagement, we allocate 30% of that total cost to the CCNSO. So that will give us a dollar value for each of the areas. Okay, I think our time is up. So that's where what they've committed to, or Juan has committed to finance group.
And that adds up to 100% of the allocation?
The implication was yes.
I know Juan and Akram are willing to provide data. I don't know up to which detail, but that's a matter of finding out. But probably the first step is for the finance working group to define their requirements and their needs, and whether ICANN is in the position to provide it. So that's one. The second remark is, and they're very convinced about it, that as of the 1st of July, they have another financial system in place which should enable them to provide more detailed information.
So,
Bart, I think Juan was quite clear in promising that he could provide any financial information except for staff salaries.
Yeah.
That's how I read it.
So the allocations and the assumptions behind them.
Yeah.
So given that I think that the meat of this meeting is dealt with, unless there are any final comments, I'm going to close the meeting. We have the action items, and I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. On the call and over the course of the next few days in terms of finding some team leads. And then, of course, Tuesday morning we'll take this show on the road. Okay, thank you very much.